If a man deeply loves you, he will do these six things. If you've been curious at the level of emotional commitment that a man has to you, how much does he actually love and care about your heart and soul, then this is going to reveal everything to you. So make sure to stay tuned. I'm Brody Boyd. If you don't know me already, for over 20 years combined, me and my wife, Antia, have helped thousands of successful women all over the world to get a loving, long-term, and committed relationship with a man they want. So let's go and dive right into this. So the first sign that a man deeply loves you is he will want to know about your feelings. He will ask you questions regularly, such as, how do you feel? What are you feeling now? Why do you feel that way? He will want to know what's going on for you emotionally, because that is his guide. That is his signal whether or not he is doing a good job as a man, as a provider, as your partner. If you're happy and you're feeling good emotions, he's going to feel good because he's doing a good job. If you're feeling bad, feeling negative emotions, sad, hurt, anger, anxiety, he's going to feel bad that he's doing a bad job as a man, if he has any level of care for you. And the more care that he has for you, the more love and devotion he feels towards you, the more he's going to be impacted by your emotions, and the more he's going to care about your emotions and want to check in on your emotions. So it's a very important sign to look for. The next sign that a man deeply loves you is that he wants to lead you and the relationship forward. He's interested in leading. He wants to actually show you his love with his actions, leading you, planning dates, planning experiences, planning adventures, planning your future together, planning how, anticipating your needs, how he can make sure that you're happy, how he can make sure that you're taken care of, how he can make sure that you're enjoying the journey, you're enjoying the process, and that you are feeling comfortable with his leadership, that you feel safe, that you enjoy it. And think of it as a dance. If a man really loves you, he's going to want to dance with you long term. A dance, in any dance, there can only be one leader and one follower at any time. If both people try to lead, the dance gets really difficult. Just the same as in driving, there can only be one driver and one passenger at any one time. Who's taking the masculine role? Who's taking the feminine role? A man who really loves you and who deeply loves you is going to want to step up, want to take the masculine role, want to lead you for your pleasure and for his pleasure. He's going to want to lead the relationship. He's going to be the spiritual, physical, mental, emotional leader of the house, where he's making sure, whether or not you guys live together, that's irrelevant. It's more of the relationship. And he's going to want to make sure that that's moving forward and that he is creating something beautiful for you both, that you both are enjoying and feeling good with. The next sign that a man deeply loves you is that he wants to solve problems for you. He wants to be a problem solver and make sure, again, for the main purpose of making sure you're happy. Problems in the relationship, problems with your car, problems with your computer, problems with your family, problems with a friend, problems with your health, problems with your finances, any kind of problem, he's going to want to solve it. So he'll often ask, how are you doing? What are you feeling? He's looking for problems to solve. He wants to see if everything's good. And he may anticipate problems as well and say, like, did you hear back from your friend yet? Or did you hear back from your boss? Or how are you feeling? How's your blood pressure doing today? Or how is your Wi-Fi today? Is it working well? He'll check in on those little things that he knows are issues for you, little or big things, because he wants to see what's the status and see if there's anything he can do to help. Of course, if he knows there's nothing he can do to help, if it's a problem he can't solve, he's not going to know what to do. He's probably not going to check in on that as much. But if there's something he could potentially do about to help with, he's going to want to check in. So for example, something he can't do anything about is if you have a chronic illness of some kind and he's not a doctor, he's not a specialist, he doesn't know how to fix it, the most he can do is just offer you support, offer you, did you get your doctor appointment set up? What did he say? He might check in little details like that, but he doesn't know how to actually fix that kind of problem. Littler problems he's going to want to check in around, as far as if your car has issues or if you can't open the pickle jar or if you need help opening the door. Like, he's anticipating that because he wants to make you happy. The next sign that a man deeply loves you, is tying some of these in together again, is he wants to protect, provide for you, and be your hero. Part of masculine protection is making sure you feel safe and you feel comfortable at all times, even when you're not with him. He's going to check in. Did you get home okay? You know, is everything good? So that's part of the regular check-ins. Are you feeling safe? He may even ask you that question, like, are you feeling safe right now? Are you feeling comfortable? Are you feeling good? And he wants to be that protector, so he's going to defend you when he feels that there's a threat on the horizon, whether you're walking in the street and he sees some weird people walking close to you or next to you or coming towards you. He's going to start kind of putting himself in between you and them. He's going to maybe be more vigilant and be looking around. He's going to make sure the doors are locked, the house is protected. He's going to ideally have some level of self-defense training, or, you know, how to use guns or weapons or self-protection devices, because he's, as the man, he wants to take on that role of being the protector, provider of his home, of his community, of his nation, you know, as far as he can take it, because he's in his masculine. He's a healthy masculine man. He wants to protect. He wants to make sure his loved ones are safe and provided for. And that can include financially provided for, emotionally provided for, physically provided for, sexually provided for. And depending on the level of your relationship, ideally, you shouldn't be having sex until you're in a committed, claimed relationship with him, because that can also be problematic if not. But we can help you fix that as well, if that is the case. And he also wants to be your hero, just like that Superman. He wants to save the day. He loves to feel great knowing that he helped you with something, or that he was able to save you from some unsafe situation, or he was able to provide you with something that made you so much happier. The next sign that a man deeply loves you is he wants to check in with you regularly. We mentioned this before, but it's about consistency. So if you haven't heard from him for several days or a week or longer, that's probably a sign he doesn't have that much care for you, that much love. I mean, he might have care, but he doesn't have that much love for you or devotion to you. Because if he had care and devotion, he would want to check in with you regularly, or invite you out regularly to see, for one, how you're feeling, how you're doing, and because he wants to meet your needs. He wants to help meet your needs. He wants to make sure you're good, and he enjoys being with you. He enjoys your time. He enjoys your time together, your company, masculine, feminine dynamic, because again, the only thing that really causes strong attraction, chemistry, polarity, attraction, chemistry, love, devotion long-term is that masculine, feminine polarity. So he's going to want to make sure he's maintaining that and being the leader. Again, initiating, asking you out, texting you, calling you, all those behaviors that shows he wants to lead, he cares about you, he wants to move things forward, and he's committed. He's in this. He's emotionally invested. The next and final sign that a man deeply loves you is that he wants to claim you as his own. He's going to actually claim your heart, body, mind, and soul, because he doesn't want to lose you, and because you're that valuable and that important to him that he's willing and it's worth it to him to claim you, meaning he asks you to be exclusive. And it's actually much deeper than that, because exclusivity is just could mean he doesn't want you to have sex with any other guys. But to actually claim you means that now he's responsible. He's taking on responsibility for your happiness, for the relationship's happiness, and he's willing to create a container where now you guys can go deep, and now you guys can really plan a future together, plan a life together, get to know everything about each other, much more about each other, and lift each other up, support each other in that container of exclusivity. And taking it to the next level would be things like family planning, if you're merging families, if you're going to have kids, if you're going to get married, if you're going to move in together, buy a home together, move somewhere. So those are the kind of conversations and actions he's going to start taking when a man deeply loves you and he is claiming you as his. Like, you are my woman. You're my wife. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. I want to make you happy the rest of my life. I want to do whatever it takes that you feel safe and comfortable and loved in this container that is our relationship. So now if you're wondering, hopefully your man has met some of these signs and he's actually stepped up in some of these ways. If he's not, or if you feel it may be lacking in some way, that could be a great sign that you actually need to increase your feminine polarity, and using feminine communication can be a powerful tool in a relationship with a man to actually increase his level of devotion, care, and love for you. So if you haven't done that yet, I highly recommend taking our free feminine polarity quiz to help you create a loving, long-term, and deeply committed relationship with a man that you desire by going to FemininePolarity.com, or you can click on the links in the description or comments below this training. Again, FemininePolarity.com is also the name of the website that we have for that free quiz. So hope this was helpful. Much love. We'd love to keep supporting you with this and coaching you to get there and have an amazing, deeply loving, committed, devoted relationship with the man that you desire. So make sure to keep on the journey, get those free resources, and I can't wait to help support you on your next steps to have this love in your life once and forever. Much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.